This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now, what's your question? We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives of the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
There's no there there. Actually, there are three there's there. There's no there there, Joe. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The question was, why didn't you reveal the documents before the midterms? Joe Biden didn't answer that.
I did everything they told me to do.
What they should have said is, why did you have classified documents anyway? That would be a better question. What do you do where you would have these? You know, and if he said, well, they were personal notes and that, and okay, fine. But they're not asking that. Then the second question, which is really applicable, is why didn't you alert the media, tell people this? I don't want to re-prosecute this because we already know Joe Biden called Donald Trump's handling of these classified documents irresponsible, even though his were behind security in Mar-a-Lago. And here's Joe Biden with classified documents in his garage. And who knows, in the cupboard of Dr. Jill's office, or who knows? I don't know where they had them, but I know this, they weren't secure. And now I hear the Secret Service says, oh, we do have a record of everyone who's come to Biden's home. Okay, then reveal it. Because I know it's got a lot of angs and ings and hangs on there, because there's a lot of Chinese that have been to that house. And probably a lot of Russians and a lot of Ukrainians. Lord knows if Hunter was paying $50,000 a month, he was getting his money's worth at that place. Hey, come meet my father. Yeah. And hey, you want to do a line of coke together? The Biden family are crooked. And here's the thing. It isn't crooked that, oh man, they've made billions like the Clintons. They're stupid crooked. They're in your face stupid crooked. Give me my 10%. Yeah, I mean, it is. This White House is like freaking Maury. It's like Jerry Springer, and they claim they're classy. They say, we got rid of Trump, and we brought class to the White House. I beg to differ. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you want to get, what did I say? 551-8255. Sometimes I'm like, did you say the right thing? We got some really interesting stuff coming up. I'm going to talk about some artificial intelligence stuff that's going to blow your mind. Not today, but at some point. Maybe that'll be a Friday show. There's so much going on out there, so much misinformation, and folks, it's only going to get worse. We think we're addressing it. We think because we're going to set up our own social media and all these other things that we're addressing it. There are things that are coming up where I don't know if you guys have seen this technology where they can take they can effectively make Tom Cruise in a movie without Tom Cruise being in the movie. They'll take his likeness, put it on the body of somebody that kind of mimics Tom Cruise, and they can make it appear that it's Tom Cruise. I'm talking down to the voice. And it's in its infancy. Wait until they've got it figured out. I'm going to talk about this with respect to AI in another show. I promise you it's going to be so worth it. Let's talk about Joe Biden some more, though. He's got serious problems ahead. And it couldn't happen to a better, worse guy. You know what I mean? It couldn't. This is what he deserves. The guy that knows he didn't win the presidency, but still wants to act like he's president. I mean, that's the job. He got cooed in, if that's a word. They cooed him in. And so in the coup, he's got to play the part. But it's fun watching him play the part And as I said, as we look at what's supposed to be, I guess, another version of Camelot, and it's full of crackheads and prostitutes and baby mamas and all kinds of stuff. That's what the class that the Democrats have put inside of the White House. A pathological liar whose son has baby mamas and don't want to pay child support, and his wife is a fraudulent doctor. I could go on. As I said, they got nowhere to run in the first hour I talked about. The Democrats have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Joe Biden has an economy in triage. We already talked about this, but the obvious inflation, fuel prices still super high, lingering supply chain issues, and Joe Biden can't create real jobs because people are leery about starting companies. They're leery about how leasehold, you know, like leasing buildings and what have you. They're leery. Would you want to get shut down by Joe Biden because for some political thing and you've got your whole fortune tied up? I saw a restaurant in New York. It was on the corner. I forget where, but I was in Soho. And that restaurant was completely shut down. It was in an area where there's not a lot of restaurants. Because I was looking on the thing going, hey, Bernie, where are we going to eat? He goes, oh, no, you pick. So I get on the app and I'm looking. And there's not a lot of restaurants in the area. And so when we finally decide, okay, we'll go here, we went to a restaurant, and across the street was an empty building. And I thought to myself, that's de Blasio. That's Cuomo that scuttled that person's business. There weren't that many choices. You would think that restaurant would be thriving in the heart of Soho, and it was, and not like it's on, you know, Plaza of the Americas where there's tons of competition. This is a place where people leave their home and, you know, hey, it's within walking distance. And it's New York. It's in Manhattan. Come on. There's plenty of people there. Now you could say, well, Kevin, you didn't know. Maybe the food was bad. Maybe they poisoned some people or whatever. Possibly. I'm not going to lie to you. That's all a possibility. But I'm going to bet you it's COVID related. You want to Google how many restaurants closed during the time of COVID? The lie of COVID? Anyway, we're going to delve more into Biden's anemic economic issues here in a bit. But he's got more serious problems with the optics of these classified documents and even more the reality of his son, his taxes, and so on. And I talked about this in the first hour. Joe Biden's under the microscope, and that puts Democrats under the microscope. Removing his taxes from the website. 2016, 2017, 2018. Redirecting people to go to the DNC to donate. Why? Why those years? We're not going to relook at it this hour, but you should be asking yourself that. Anyway, short one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hopefully the RNC got a copy of Joe Biden's taxes that he was so proud. Joe Biden's released 20 years of taxes. And then he takes them down. So much for transparency, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. RNC, I hope you got those taxes. And I hope you're ready to deal with them when they release the amended returns. And I've been asking this question. Why wouldn't the Biden family just tell you, we took our taxes down because we're going to do an amendment? Yeah, ask yourself that question. In the spotlight of what the Bidens are going through right now, would you want to say we have to amend our returns? In the spotlight of Hunter Biden saying, I pay $50,000 a month for a year to live in my father's residence. That alone is enough to raise flags. I don't know how what kind of kids you have. If my kid said, hey, Dad, I need to come live home at home for a year. Well, okay, son, just make sure you have $50,000 a month to pay your daddy. I got friends that would be going, Kevin, do you have a crack habit? Are you on drugs? Why don't you let your boy live with you? I mean, look, I could see some chump change. Yeah, okay, as long as you help out with the groceries or as long as you help, you know, pay the electric bill, you can come on there. I mean, that most parents would just go, no problem, son. No problem, daughter. But Hunter comes back to live during the crack years, during the baby mama years. I mean, this is supposed to be a tough time for Hunter. But no, Joe goes, well, you can come live here, but you got to pay the big guy. I find this fascinating. I find it funny. He's a big guy, and he's a tax cheat. He is both of those things. The president of the United States, the fake president of the United States, is a liar. He's the big guy, and he's a tax cheat. All bona fide, all true. 100%. You could bet the farm on it. At least that's the rumor. So how would Team Demento try to get out of this? And let me tell you, as much as Joe Biden will not be their nominee, all of the leftist establishment is working on Joe's tax issue right now. Not just for his sake, for their sake. That tax problem puts the spotlight on Joe Biden's classified document problem. And that's why the Democrats are scrambling. That's why they took his taxes down for maintenance, which is going to be an amendment. And the Democrat, you know what they're going to do? They're going to release Joe Biden's taxes and put them back up and go, Joe, the Bidens issued an amended return and that's, and there you go. And they're, now, moving on, and it's going to take somebody like Ducey to go, wait, you know, it's funny that the you guys slipped in this amended return and no one's talking about at that. We're going to have to defer you to the president's office of blah, blah. We're going to have to refer you to that is not something that I can cover because that is none of my business. And she's going to defer, and they're going to try to pretend that that $500,000 or $600,000 that Hunter paid Joe. All good. You know what? We found that money, and Joe has made his payment. And that's all good. Nothing to see here, folks. There's no there. Even though there were three there's there. Moving on. I touched on this today. I'm sorry, the other day. And it had to do with Donald Trump and this thing they said. He's probably coming back to Twitter. It's just a question of when. And he's been talking about it for weeks. So they said the guess is as good as whatever. And it would be a signal that Trump is going to obviously run again. And I know he's petitioned to get back on Facebook. And what it signals to me is that True Social didn't make it. And it's really sad. It's a sad day for me to report this because I said, if Donald Trump enters the social media arena with his 37 million followers off of Twitter, and he does it right, he could become the richest guy in the world with the biggest megaphone ever. And he messed it up. I heard they owe money, and it's insane. Meanwhile, Wimkin, the site that I'm on and a partner in, we're flourishing. We only have 8 million people, but they're engaged. There's 500,000 people on that site every day. But here's the other thing. We're about to make an offer. This is, and you guys aren't, most people aren't aware of this, about to make an offer to buy Parler. Now you say, why? Well, they got a big database. It's dead. Parler's not coming back. But we're also acquiring two other social media sites. You want to know why? They failed. They didn't make it. So you're going to see announcements about that. In other words, there's a company that's got money in the bank and it's growing and it's going to grow that constituent base to millions and millions and build an ecosystem to where the conservative movement will have a voice now and forevermore. And let me tell you something else we better be doing. We better be getting into high tech. We better have the answer to what the Democrats are going to do and what the government's going to do in high tech, or we are doomed. What is coming is going to blow your mind. Rogan's been talking about it. A few other people have. I'm going to have a guy on, Michael Bowen, who's a protege. Michael is amazing. He's an IT version of Dr. Thomas Sowell. And you'll see, Kevin, those are big words, black man. You better be able to back it up. I can back it up. Michael Bowen is a brilliant dude. And I want to introduce him to the world. So you're going to hear a lot more about Michael. We're going to have him at some events and things, but he deserves that. And here's what's interesting. I'm going to tell you right now, this dude's intellect is better. It's bigger than mine. I'm going to admit it right now. I read Michael's stuff, and I got to have a dictionary right there. What is this word? And then because he's a technologist, he's keeping up with this stuff. And I'm telling you, it is mind-blowing. I can't wait for you guys to really get a dose of him. And that's the problem with the conservative movement. We aren't exposing people to these people that are truly thought leaders, that are ahead of the curve. I'm going to talk about this with Crowder and Shapiro probably tomorrow, because they've got this beef going. And I'm going, great. So who are they discovering? Who are they introducing to the world, to the conservative world? Nobody. Where's our Johnny Carson that brings you to the show and you become a star? Has you come sit down, you become a superstar. Who is that person? Kevin Jackson. Too bad I'm not a star like Johnny. But in my little bitty universe where I do have some, you know, you can see my glow, promise you, I don't mind promoting people who are absolutely brilliant. And Michael's one of them. So is Charles Love. So is Christopher Harris. So is Lawrence Johnson. All people you're going to meet in one form or another. Brilliant writers, brilliant thinkers. So stay tuned. We're going to have events that people are flying into. They are so amazing. I'm excited beyond belief, truly. Anyway, going back to True Social, I'm sad that Trump didn't take advantage of that, because the guy could have been a powerhouse. He wouldn't be out begging for buttermilk and getting back on these other social media platforms. Isn't that what True Social was supposed to do? I'm not slamming him, but just saying, you gotta take it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. Police in Monterey Park, California are looking for a motive in the Lunar New Year shooting that left 10 dead and 10 injured Saturday night. And citizens of the mostly Asian Los Angeles suburb are trying to cope.
I think that people are in shock. They're in disbelief that something like this would happen here.
Monterey Park Mayor Henry Lowe. Ukraine may be closer to getting what could be a game-changing weapon, German-made Leopard tanks. Germany's defense minister says it will not object should Poland make a formal request to send those tanks to Ukraine. The U.S. and Israel have begun a huge live-fire military exercise involving thousands of troops, a dozen ships, and 150 aircraft. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is formally recommending that Intelligence Committee members Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell stay on that panel. New Speaker Kevin McCarthy has vowed to deny seats to the two. Rich Johnson, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are always signs, folks. Just like our ancestors who watched the clouds and predicted the weather. I grew up in the country, and we'd be standing outside, and the ranchers would say, oh, there's a belly washer, gully washer coming in, or whatever, and they would predict, you know, a storm. And I mean, some of it's obvious, right? You look in the horizon and you see dark clouds coming or whatever, but they could do it in strangest of times. Sometimes it wasn't obvious, I guess is the best way to put it. But when you've seen these cycles happen, it gets easier and easier. When we moved to the country and I would watch these guys do that, when I got to be about 12 years old, I knew the weather was bad. I was like, oh boy, it's coming. After 4 years or 5 years of watching it and seeing these guys talk about it and then looking at the signals, I went, I got it. And I could predict it. And this is how these behaviors get passed on, the ability to predict this stuff, whether it's the Aboriginal people of Australia or the pygmies in Africa. When you're at the base level, that guttural level, things you notice, you observe. The Chinese were amazing at it. They developed entire martial arts systems over watching tigers fight, watching praying mantis fight, and so on. Just watching and predicting. And the more you watch, the better you become at predicted outcomes. That's why good parents watch their children. They pay attention to their children's friends. They pay attention to their children's grades. They pay attention to their children's attitudes. You know, when your child goes from being really, really happy to the next one day just introverted, you want to know what the pattern is for that? Somebody has molested them. Maybe your son goes from being happy at school to I don't want to go. You want to know what the pattern for that may be? Besides molesting, it could be he's getting bullied. And if you're astute, you're watching and you go, that's a pattern. And if you're smarter, you will get in the midst, you'll cut it, and you'll make sure that child knows they're protected. And I'm just using this as an example, but you get it. Data supports this, but so does common sense. So does you understanding that, why did my child suddenly change? I don't need any data to know that.
And this is true of the economy. It's true of everything we face. You can apply this rule. If you think that people are not watching these patterns and they're not understanding it, then you're wrong. The pattern of, wait a minute, you tell me I'm doing better, but I'm suffering from massive inflation. Middle class people are saying this to me. We're not talking about the nation's poor. I don't know that many poor folks, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm not in the mix. But I can only imagine what they're going through when I go to the grocery store and go, what? So something's up. And the economy recognizes it and says, we got to respond. When leftists shut down the economy, they knew. I'm telling you this. I think they knew what we're experiencing would happen. And despite what they say publicly, many of the elitists in this country love that Americans are suffering. I'm looking at these signs and saying to myself, when does this give? When does the bow break? When is it that you finally have enough debt? And I don't know where we're at now, $30 trillion? When do you finally have enough debt where it breaks the back of the economy? And who's trying to do that and why? Because what could possibly come from it? I know. Let's just play this out with Dr. Evil. And we're talking about some of the World Economic, the WEF. But let's play this out and tell me, where does this end up? If the economy of America breaks, where does that leave the elitist? I mean, the world that they're, if everything that they want to happen happens, who's going to take care of their jets and their yachts and all? Who's going to want to work when your money means nothing? Bank charge-offs. The combination of record high credit debt and record high credit card interest is nothing short of catastrophic for both the U.S. and the economy, and the strapped consumer who has no choice but to keep buying on credit while hoping next month's bill will somehow not come. This is over at Zero Hedge. Unfortunately, it will, and at some point in the very near future. This will also translate into massive loan losses for U.S. consumer banks. And that's when Powell will finally panic. Powell being the person that's running the Federal Reserve. And they continue. And while the U.S. big banks are diversified enough and flooded with enough reserves for now to deflect attention from spiking charge-off rates on their balance sheets, even though the credit loss provisions, a hedge against a spike in bad debt across the big four banks, did in fact jump the most in a decade, excluding the COVID shock. And then it continues. So what they're essentially saying is these are ominous trends. The consumers have more debt right now than in a long time. I don't know when. I'm not going to make a statement on that. And they're continuing because they're in a cycle. And they're in a cycle because of the things I mentioned earlier. Inflation. Cost of fuel. Jobs are not keeping pace with inflation. And I could go on. And the demand to spend is up because the U.S. economic ecosystem is one that wants you perpetually moving that money. So for poor people, yeah, you may not, you know, buy more clothes or whatever, but okay, I'm going to get it out of you in food. I'm going to get it out of you in your money that comes from higher prices of fuel. Ultimately, I am going to get it out in you in clothes because you're going to wear your clothes out. You're going to wear your car out. You know, things like that. So they're giving us the warning, and I'm going to get into the World Economic Forum, but for a different reason here in a bit. It's that some of the smaller credit card companies can no longer avoid the reality that the U.S. consumer has finally cracked, and a wave of defaults is coming. And then he talks about Discover Financial Services, a credit card issuer which traditionally targets low to middle income households, which yesterday reported earnings that were so scary, Wall Street uniformly dubbed them shocking. But while the bulk of the company's historical results were actually not all that bad, it was the financial, its forecast that's a stunner. In a presentation on its website, Discover said that its charge-offs would climb as high as 3.9% this year. It gave a range of 3.5 to 3.9, which is more than double the 1.82% net charge-off rated book for all of 2022 and was about 100 BPS higher than the 2.8% consensus estimate. So that's a shocking number. Now, let's move on. Car loan delinquencies. An alarming number of Americans with auto loans are struggling to make monthly payments. Auto loan performance saw further deterioration in December, and loan delinquencies jumped. Of all loans, severely delinquent ones have reached the highest rate since the financial crisis about 15 years ago. They say last month we pointed out that the auto sector finds itself at an inflection point as a crushing auto loan crisis nears. They said new bone-chilling data from Cox Automotive sheds light on the rapidly deteriorating auto loan market. The report said that loans delinquent by more than 2 months increased by 5.3% and jumped 26.7% from a year ago. So I go back to, we're looking at a bunch of guys at Davos, the World Economic Forum, who believe they can save the world. They know how to fix the world. And as we'll play a couple of clips from Tucker Carlson points out, they've got nothing right. But they're going to save the world. You know, you are so much more smart than these people that call themselves brilliant. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a world-renowned economist, and he says to me, Kevin, he says, I don't think these people are dumb. And I said, they are dumb. He's talking about elitist, because he's turning against colleges and universities, finally. He goes, Kevin, I think you've convinced me that these are not the smartest people on the planet. And I said, not only that, they're dumb. He said, I don't know that they're dumb. And I said, they are dumb. You're talking about a world that lives in its own ecosystem, in its own bubble. It won't accept anything outside of it. And it's based on theoretical models, not based on reality, because the person living life is a lot smarter than the person who's theorizing about it. I don't know if he bought it, but it is a fact. They're dumb.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You've been paying attention for the past 5 or 6 years, and we know you have been. You've probably noticed the inverted nature of modern language. Pretty much everything is precisely the opposite of what they claim it is. So the people who tell you they're defending democracy are promoting authoritarianism, which is not democracy. Then the Black Lives Matter movement winds up killing black people. Who would have seen that coming? That our public health authorities make the population sicker. And this is our new favorite, the so-called World Economic Forum seems to exist to destroy national economies. not an overstatement, it was the WEF, keep in mind, that told the government of Sri Lanka to give up modern fertilizer. Oh, good plan, guys. Go ahead and try it. Result? The country collapsed and people starved. Then it was the WEF that promoted Sam Bankman-Fried's historic Ponzi, the biggest financial fraud in history. Apparently the savants at the World Economic Forum just couldn't tell that this twitchy, pill-popping kid in cargo shorts, who literally played video games during interviews, was an utterly transparent scammer. They had no idea! They thought he was a genius, just like them. And, of course, it was the WEF that predicted the COVID lockdowns would, quote, quietly improve cities, not turn them into ominous hellscapes of unemployment, drug addiction, and crime. It seemed like a good plan at the time. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's prevent people from working. That'll make them rich. It'll quietly improve life for everyone. The WEF is often described as a group of supervillains, but they're also hilariously idiotic. Not just evil, buffoonish. And by the way, they know it. They're smart enough to be embarrassed anyway. The WEF has since deleted its tweet about COVID lockdowns. It has memory-holed its promotion of scammer Sam Bankman-Fried. It has conveniently forgotten all about its guidance on Sri Lankan fertilizer, on which it turns out the WEF is not an expert. None of that ever happened. The slate is clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, I often commend you, this audience, and I'm, you know, my audience isn't super large, but the audiences that listen to conservative radio, conservative issues, and I commend you because you use common sense, and here are all these so-called experts at the WEF, and Tucker just said, here's the language that they use, oh, we're going to defend democracy as they try to scuttle democracies. They support things like BLM, which, you know, ends up killing people. The public health authorities that he said actually make people sicker. Meanwhile, the WEF is destroying national economies. It gives the example of Sri Lanka and giving up fertilizer. He gives the example of all these people at the WEF who hailed this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, as a genius. I talked about him the other day when I asked the question of where is he? And then COVID lockdowns. How could you possibly believe that locking down economies is going to improve economies? Nobody working. How is productivity measured? How do you measure GDP? By the number of people working and what their capacity to produce is. But this is where we are at the WEF. And go there and you have supposedly the world's elites. These are the people that leftists will claim to be the smartest people in the world. And nothing could be further from the truth. They are the dumbest group of people on the planet. And they protect themselves by saying, oh, you serve on this board? You're on this council? What is your pedigree? Oh, I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. I'm Ivy League. I'm from Oxford. I'm from this or that. And you know what they are? They are a bunch of dumb academics who can't put anything into practice. Don't misunderstand me, folks. We do need to be studying population. We do need to be studying greenhouse gases. We do need to be... Everything that they talk about studying, not everything, but a lot of things deserve study. You need to be looking at alternative energy and a lot of things. The problem is implementation. The problem is these people are so fanatical, they won't entertain anything other than their bonehead ideas. And as I mentioned before with Jordan Peterson, he says, oh, we need them because they expand our hierarchy. As conservatives, we are too staunch in building a single hierarchy. That is absolute nonsense, Jordan Peterson. The right is just as good at differential thought or tangential thought and spinning off new hierarchies as the left. But you know what we do? We act on our hierarchies. We take them to fruition when they make sense, and we spin them off only when they make sense. I'd be happy to debate Jordan Peterson on this point, by the way. And I think the guy's brilliant. But he isn't right about everything. He says we have to coexist as left and right because they bring these great ideas. Let me tell you something. conservatives bring great ideas. There is nothing that's been said, Kevin, we need to help women and children. Fine. Kevin, we need to look for alternative energy solutions. Agreed. Kevin, we need to look at the medical system so that it can help more people. Agreed. But tell me what these people have talked about that I don't agree to. I don't agree to open borders. I agree to immigration. Legally. Anyway, I want to play one other clip that we got from Tucker's show. And I want you to hear two things. Listen to what the main guy says, Klaus Schwab, and then listen to John Kerry. And ask yourself, where do you fit when these guys are talking about... Just listen to the elitism that exudes from these comments.
84-year-old Klaus Schwab, he's the founder of the WEF, promising to, quote, master the future.
We couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future? I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged.
We must master the future. Master the future. So mastering the future is now the top item on the to-do list at the World Economic Forum this year. That's the first clue. These people are not living the same life you are. By the end of this week, you hope to find some time to get an oil change or maybe pick up some dandruff shampoo at Rite Aid. At the World Economic Forum, they plan to master the future. That's the kind of people they are. How are they going to do it, by the way? Well, they're going to do it with John Kerry, who, despite physical appearances, is still alive. Kerry will be 80 years old this year, so it goes without saying that if he's going to master the future, he'd better hurry. Thankfully, he's got a plan. Watch.
It's pretty extraordinary that we, a select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever, and there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
So there are two takeaways from that, obviously. Tucker talked about master the future, and that elitists believe they can master the future. They can predict outcomes. They can set the world on a course that nobody else can do. It's they who will do this. And that's why they gathered the richest people in the world. Not the best brains. These are the richest folks. And they're going to go up there and they're going to, oh, by the way, if you're not rich, but as long as you agree, say Greta Thunberg, we'll bring you in. We'll let you think you've got a seat at the table. And I love this. He says, we have so many crises simultaneously. Crisis, how? How did these occur? Because of them. But he says, we want all stakeholders to be engaged. Do you believe that? Do you think they want your opinion at Davos? But Kerry is the one that got me, that his comments. We, a select group of human beings, due to circumstances, are allowed to sit in a room and talk about saving the planet. And then he goes on to describe exactly who they are. He says, most people would think you were a crazy, tree-hugging, lefty, liberal do-gooder. But that's really where we are. We are the people who have been chosen by fate to save the planet. It's up to us. These other people don't know. They're too stupid. And then I go back to the original part of this thing. What have they gotten right? What has the WEF gotten right? Did they get COVID right? No, they took it down. Did they get Sam Bankman freed right? No. They put that in a wormhole so you can't find out about that. Did they get Sri Lanka right? No. They've got nothing right. But they know how to save the planet. Because the planet needs saving, doesn't it? I mean, Lord knows, but what did the planet do before they got here?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.